Without further ado, we have with us our next speaker. He's a developer, he's a trainer. He's been an investor for a very, very long period of time. They run this business as a family. I've met his family. I've actually spoken at his event as well. But he's a funny guy and a very down to earth and an amazing person, just very genuine to speak with. And many of you would know him as well. Please welcome Cam Dwivedi. Cam, can you hear me?
Hi, Jack. Thank you very much for that very kind introduction.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me. And it's great to be part of your community here.
It's on to you now. Share your magic. Share some value. People get to learn from you. Over to you.
Okay. I'll do my best. So welcome, team. Hopefully you can hear me loud and clear. If you can just type in the chat box a quick word, yes, if you can hear me, okay? Yeah, or a little thumbs up or something. Great. Okay. Well, let's jump in. I've got a lot to share with you. How long have I got? Is it an hour, did you say? Jack?
Yes, 1 hour, Cam.
Okay. So
and
let's
leave 10 minutes for Q&A.
And I want to share with you how you can become a successful property developer in 4 simple steps. Hopefully you can see the slides in front of you right now. Quick yes if you can.
Okay.
Just a moment.
I think when he speaks, we need to adjust the volume.
Hello. We're just putting the slides on. So that's all good. So like I say, this is all about becoming a developer in 4 simple steps. And I'm going to jump into and I'm going to share with you our safe development blueprint. And also in the second part of this presentation, I'm also going to be sharing with you how you can use commercial buy-to-lets to work for you. I'll explain. Also, we're going to go into permitted development. I'm going to share some of that with you as well. And also how you can actually move forward and make this work. So that's all coming up as soon as the slides will shortly be on your screen, I hope. And we will jump straight into it. Nice to see some regular faces there. Nice to see you, Alan. That's good. Just let me know once you can see the slides, please. You can? Lovely. Okay, great. So, moving forward, like I say, here's what we're going to cover. How you can make development safe is one of the key points. Also, I'm going to share this through 5 real-life case studies with you as well. So you can see real-life projects that we're doing at Premier. So you can do them as well. Also, I'm going to share with you the new PD rights and commercial buy-to-let, a lot to cover, and how you can move forward. So as a thank you for being part of here, being part of the Penn community as well, you will be getting some free gifts partway through the presentation. I'll share with you how that works, so you can jump into that. And also, I just want to be crystal clear. What I'm sharing with you here is not the economist's perspective or anything like that. It's really a developer's perspective. We do this at Premier day in, day out. This is what I do right now full time. And I've been investing and developing for the last 30 years. But when I started, I mean, I started with nothing. I just come from a very humble background, a very working class background, poor background, to be honest, but a very honest background. And I've had to learn this stuff over the last 30 years. Right now, we have typically 7 to 12 projects on the go at any given point in time. And some of them run into multi-million pound deals, which I'm going to show you. And if you asked me 30 years ago that you're going to be doing multi-million pound deals, Cam, I wouldn't have believed you. But it's a fact, it's a truth. And my point is that anybody that's here right now, if they're not already a developer, can jump into and become a developer, whether they're new or whether they're experienced. I should explain as we move forward. And I do get a lot of, Cam, you're very real and a little bit different. I think Jack mentioned that at the beginning. I take that as a compliment. a little bit opinionated, and I like to speak facts from our grounding in terms of what we're doing. So I get invited all over the place. Look at Andrew Neil's face. I have no idea what I'm saying there. I wonder what he's thinking. yeah. Okay. So why is now the ultimate time to get into development? Well, there are the biggest changes that have been happening since the Second World War, to be fair. And we, of course, have the lowest rates of interest since 1694, since the Bank of England started. Yes, they started creeping up, but they are very low still. There's this really massive opportunity before the rates go right up. So my view is we've got a window of around 6 to 12 months to really maximize and use funding to your advantage. Now, I know you had a number of other speakers that have been speaking here, you know, good content, and you know, I'm sure some of them have mentioned finance and so on. So think about this and think about how you can now and jump into them, become a developer. That's what we're discussing here. So the white paper, whatever you think of Boris Johnson, that's fine. One thing he has done is have the build program. And he's been very positive when it comes to people like you and me, people like us, about investing and developing. He's been quite proactive, actually. And the thing is, these are links to the white paper, which you can actually take a quick photo of if you wish, which will help you to assess the legislation all around property development. So feel free to take a quick photo of that if you like. I'll take a sip of water. And of course, Jenrick has gone. Jenrick was very positive when it comes to property development. And by the way, the truth is, we now have Gove. Gove is has a little bit of a different view when it comes to development. He seems to be, if I'm being honest with you, sort of closing in the doors a little bit for developers. I'll share with you how that transpires later on in the PD section. So hopefully you got a quick photo of these links. And by the way, if you've got any questions, you know, feel free to type in the chat box. And if we have some time at the end of this presentation, then happy to answer your questions as well. So feel free to do that. And if you've got any comments, I'd love to hear from you as well, rather than me just speaking at you. Yeah, is that okay, team? Little thumbs up, something. Yes, type something in the chat box right now, please. I can see your comments as we go along. Excellent. Lovely. Lots of you here. Henry's here, Galaxy A31, whoever you are as well. Susan Fuleka is here as well. Hope I'm pronouncing your name right. And by the way, if I'm looking over here, I'm reading your comments as we go along. Okay. Right, so let's carry on. So let's discuss how you can actually make property development safe, because there's a number of myths out there. And what I'm going to be doing today also is covering and really moving out of the way these myths and fears and concerns that people have. And we all have those, right? When I started, I had those as well. But they are mitigated. You can reduce them. And one of the things that we do at Premier is we make sure that we make everything that we do de-risk to the nth degree, the best that we can, you know, whatever is in our control to do, we do this. And when it comes to Premier Property doing developments, we always make sure that we can de-risk it. In fact, even our blueprint is called SAFE, as you can see right in front of you. It's a little bit more like this, four steps to this. It looks a bit like this. Feel free to take a photo. It's quite small on there, I know. But this is a system that I've learned over the last 15 years of developing, investing for 30, developing for 15, where you can literally follow the system and you can make your development safe, and then you can make the safe system your own, and you can add your own elements to it as well. That would be my suggestion. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to run through five live case studies with facts and numbers and so on, and I'm going to share with you each section of the safe development blueprint as I share with you the case studies. And like what I say, we're going to bust a number of myths as we go along. So the first part of the safe development blueprint is actually sourcing the properties, finding them. And so how do we do that? Well, the myth is that you need multi-millions and you need to do multi-million pound deals. Well, actually, I'm going to show you multi-million pound deals in the next 10 minutes. However, have a look at this one. So this is our first case study. And you'll notice here that this is all about being able to access easy entry-level development deals. Now, here's a recent garage that we bought, and you can notice there, you know, that's not a 2 million pound project. I like what I say, I'll show you that in the next 10 minutes, but that's a 40,000 pound garage. Yeah. Can you see that on the screen? Okay, team. If you can, just type in the word yes, please. Yeah, lovely. Henry, use it first on that one. So yeah, you can see that garage. Now let's discuss this garage very quickly. The purchase price here is £40,000. Like what I say, not a couple of million. So very easy entry level deals. Also, the end value of this is £350,000, because what we're going to do here is we're going to build a two-bedroom house on this. A two-bedroom house is going to fit here. If you look at the screen there, you can see the president set already. I'll show you here. You can see right opposite, there's a bungalow. So there's a good president. And there's so many options. You can build this. You could buy this and sell it on with planning. And it's a 40K deal. 40K, and when you think about it, the 40K actually gives you a profit of £80,000. Now, you work out the return on that. That's a massive return. I mean, to be fair, £80,000, that my mom used to be a machinist. She just sold anoraks. And now that's like 5 years of her salary. And she used to work from 7 a.m. to 7 at night, 7 days a week to do this. And this is one little, tiny little development deal. Hopefully you're getting excited, just like I am, just sharing this with you. Because this is exciting stuff, isn't it? And I always like to keep to facts and reality, of course, just like Jack said earlier. This one, you can see we bought this at auction, and we bought it for £40,000. You can see the dates there. You might need to look in a little bit in detail, depending on your screen. You can see it there. So these are all very entry-level, reachable projects where you can cut your teeth and become a developer safely. So one way of finding deals. So like what I say, do keep adding your comments in, and I'll answer questions at the end if you have any questions. Just type them as we go along, okay? Okay, so there it is. So that's the first one. So sourcing deals. So let's continue the theme of sourcing deals. Remember, say the first part of the safe development blueprint. The second tip I want to share with you is look for quirky. Now, anybody here actually been buying property yet, or been looking at property at auction, or been looking at development deals at the estate agent? What have you been finding when you go out there? What's your experience? Just type something in, team. What are you finding? Well, what we're finding is that many of the prices, the sellers have already priced in the fact that you've got to overprice this for like a, hope I pronounce your name right. Yeah, absolutely, I concur. You know, they've already priced in the fact that you're going to build something. They haven't built it yet. They haven't even got planning permission. They've already priced it in. You know, one of my analyzers who analyzes my deals full time for me, Mr. P, we call him. I mean, he gets really, really, he gets really overexcited about the fact that, you know, people are overpaying. He can't believe it. He gets a little bit naughty about it. He's like, Cam, I can't believe it. Look at these. I use his words. Look at these bastards. Look at them. They've made it go so high. I'm like, you can't say that, Mr. P. It's a Sunday, come on. Right, so look for, the average does not work. Your two bedroom, three bedroom, four bedroom, semi-detached houses, people out there, the retail investors or the normal people you want to call them, they are paying well over the odds. There's developers out there where they're buying stock right now where there's no margin in it. It doesn't make any sense. And if you're like me, it's about finding something outside of the box. Look for quirky. Let me share exactly what I mean by this. Here is another one of our current projects. This is actually in the Royal Borough of Greenwich in London, and 10 Vicarage Park. You can see the address there. This is the back part of a large house. There it is. You can see it marked there. And we've bought the area that you can see in red. Now, what we're going to do here is we're actually going to be building a three-bedroom house here. Now, this one happens that we also bought this at auction. The thing with these types of deals is they're not your, like what I say, not your bog standard type of deals. So the retail investors don't really understand this, because let's be honest, they don't upskill to learn how to do this stuff where they've got the confidence to jump into something like this. But you can. It's not rocket science. Yes, you've got to learn the new set of rules, but that's okay. Once you learn the new set of rules and you look for quirky things off patch, this is where the deals are. So this is, as you can see, that area there. We're going to build a three-bedroom house there. And this one happens to be that we bought this one at auction as well. And we paid £43,000 for this. You can see that there, 2nd of September 2021 at 1:24:27. By the way, amazing feeling when you actually get one over the line, if you can just imagine. You know, you're doing all the groundwork and then you actually get the deal. It really is an amazing feeling. And then what happens? You get the bug for it. And then you want to do more and more and more. Just sharing with you my experience anyway. So much fun. £43,000. And this is going to raise a similar figure of 80K plus. We might get in the region of 100, but let's be conservative. We're always conservative with the numbers. Key point, because you end up making more. So this one is at 80 to 100,000 pounds. What do you actually have to do to generate 80 to 100,000 pounds? I have a number of students that I train on this. And one of my students, he's a vice president at a bank. I mean, he gets paid just over 150,000 pounds. And when you look at deals like this, that's a couple of deals in a year, isn't it? Within your reach, just got to learn the set of rules. Let's carry on. So we're discussing the safe development blueprint, and we're on the sourcing part, the finding the deals part. So sourcing for yourself or sourcing for somebody else, either way works really well. So here I want to show you in case study number three, another key developer tip for you, which is all about buying and selling with minimum effort. See, the myth is that you've got to go out there, you know, you've got to get your hands dirty, you've got to get into the ground and deal with the contractors and all of that kind of stuff. Now, to be honest with you, as a developer, I remember when I first did my first development deal, I don't know what it is. You want to wear that white hat, you know, and that high viz, and you're standing in your project and you feel so proud because it's actually your thing. Hopefully you're getting me here while I'm explaining here. And, you know, it's yours. And I don't know what it is. You have this, you always want to smash something up. I did on your first development deal. But then what you realize is actually, that's all great. That's a lot of fun. However, you don't have to be doing the whole process. Let me explain what I mean by this case study. So this one here, this is 213 Deptford High Street. So this is based in Southeast London. Now, this one we purchased for £430,000. And the end value of this is a couple of million. The profit you can see right in front of you is 418,000 pounds. Now, easy to say 418,000 pounds, but when you see that money in your bank account, you actually realize what 418,000 pounds can actually do for you. Now, here is, I'll talk a little bit more about this deal. Cash generated 418,000 pounds. And the key with this is, although it's a 18-month project, being honest with you, the time that it took, my personal time, is only 48 hours. Now, like me, you can also be measuring your time if you're not already. Please be measuring what you do in your hourly rate. So by measuring deals like this, my hourly rate ends up being, on a daily rate basis, 42,500 pounds per day. Now, I'm not saying that to impress you, but really to impress upon you, even someone like myself who doesn't have a lot of education, my spelling is absolutely terrible, and I'm not really good at a lot of things, but people keep telling me, yeah, Cam, you're really good at property. Well, you know, these things are very doable. So what I tend to do is I only do things where, you know, they are my time value, which is 42,500 pounds per day. Well, Cam, if you're so wealthy, why are you doing training courses? Well, if you're wealthy, you'll understand. If you're not, get your financial freedom first, and then you'll understand. And my point of view is, just because you know how to make money and you're making money, you've done this for yourself, I've done this for myself, I've done it for my family, and the people that I care about, what do you do for the rest of your life? Go and sit in a corner? It doesn't work like that. So we're active investors and developers, and this is a part of my balanced approach to life. Because my view is, if I'm good at something, I don't think I should keep it to myself. We're doing plenty of deals, and with God's grace, we want more. And if I can be of any assistance to you watching this right now, then why not? Just my view, just saying. Coming back to this, that's 48 hours of your time. And with this particular project, let me just show you what we did. Let me show you the figures first of all. It's always to get a bit of good proof. I'm leaving, of course, the addresses on there for you. And this is a solicitor's statement. You can see recent deals that 650 came in, we paid back the loans, and that's the 418,027 pounds and 26 pence that was then sent over to our bank account. Now, being honest with you, personally, I can't even spend 418,000 pounds. You know, we've got some nice toys and cars and watches and all that kind of stuff and lovely meals and holidays and all that kind of stuff. But we, you know, I lead a reasonably modest life. And it's very difficult to spend 418 grand. And that's just one project. Anybody feeling a little bit inspired by it right now? Give me a quick yes if you are. You can say no too. Let me know. Just type it in the chat box because I ain't just going to talk at you. Talk to me. Follackers were there first there. Oh, Henry's there again. How about you? Hello. You're here. You might as well join in. Susan there as well. All right, lovely. All right, cool. Let's carry on. So the crux of this particular deal is that we didn't do any physical work. This one, we actually bought it, and this was actually sourced by one of my students. So my student got paid £20,000 for actually finding this property. That's another avenue. There's so many ways that you can cut this. So they got paid £20,000. Why would I pay £20,000 to them? Well, the end value is a couple of million. It's a no-brainer return on investment. So, you know, think about this. Think on how you can make it work, because, you know, one of the myths is, oh, you need a lot of money. Not necessarily. You just need the know-how that makes the difference. And when you've got people around you who are active, well, you ain't got to look far for investors either. So my sourcer, one of my students, got paid £20,000. We made a profit of £418,000. And we actually bought this, got planning permission on it to build another story at the top there. You can see there's a precedence on the left and right. So to build a flat on top. And if you look very carefully, you can see the doorway. Can you see my cursor when I do that? Can you see that cursor? Yeah. Okay, lovely. You can just make out there on the doorway. There's a doorway there. So we made a corridor there, which leads to the back. It's a bit of a TARDIS, this property. And at the back, we got planning permission for a three-bedroom house. Now, we sold this to a Hong Kong investor. And to be fair, they bought the deal very quickly. 18-month project, 48 hours. Who's liking this one? Give me a quick yes if you like this one. Lots of yeses coming up. That's really good. Okay, so do you see my point? And here's another tip on top of another tip, really key point. Feel free to just write this down. I say write this down a number of times because I do the same thing, because it's about capturing the moment. Please write this down so you can refer back to it later. Complicated, simple projects, you buy and develop yourself. Complicated projects, you add value by planning gain and you sell them on. Now, this one was a slightly complicated project. It wasn't the building itself. We can manage this kind of stuff. It's absolutely fine. It was more the fact that it's in a conservation area. And secondly, there's a debt for the society. The debt for the society, if I'm being honest with you, have too much time on their hands. And they will put lots of spanners in the works and this and that and with the planning department. And so it's a bit of a complicated project. So you sell it on. So hopefully grabbing all these tips, let's carry on. I showed you this, And one of the key things really is the most key thing is to number crunch. Not at the end of the project, because many developers, that's what they're doing. And they find out halfway through the project, they've run out of money. Or they find out at the end of the project, they actually didn't make any money. Or even worse, they actually lost their money. Please, please, please get this right. If you get this right, you will make these types of sums of money. If you don't get it right, I'm being absolutely straight with you, I've got nothing to prove, you will lose a lot of your money and some of you will never ever be able to come back to the same financial situation where you're back in the black again and you probably never ever develop again. So please get it right. It's a fun game when you get it right. And what helps you to get it right is making sure that you number crunch correctly. So, at Premier, we have a number of deal analyzers, right? Deal analyzers. So what the deal analyzers allow you to do is number crunch. So I've actually put our analyzer on a key like this. Do you got a key? Deal analyzer, I'll show you one. So deal analyzer. So what do we do with this? We analyze the numbers correctly. Now, the mistake that many people make, another top tip for you, is that they will get too bogged down in the detail too early. So the thing is, let's be honest, you're not going to typically find your first deal, your first project that you look at isn't going to be your first deal. You're going to have to look at a number of projects. The challenge, like what I say, is that people end up going so in detail, they'll spend hours and hours, you know, best part of half a day or a day or a couple of days analyzing a deal, and only to find out that it wasn't a deal in the first place. So at Premier, what we have is we have two levels of due diligence. I'm going to write them on the board. Hopefully you can see the board. So the first level is to actually work out very quickly within 15 minutes. Now, to start with, it might take you 30 minutes, but as you get used to the analyzers, like we have on this key, look, the key was my idea. Property key. All right, then I thought it was a good idea anyway. Right, get on with it, Cam. Okay, so the first analyzer is the margin calculator. So you have a margin. Margin calculator. And this will allow you to do your due diligence. To start off with, as you cut your teeth on the analyzer, get to know it, it'll be 30 minutes. But trust me, very quickly, after you've assessed three or four projects, you're going to get this down to 15 minutes. So your first level of due diligence has only taken you 15 minutes after you got shortlisted in the first place. Now, that becomes very doable. That means that you can do this in your lunchtimes at work, you can do this in the evenings, you can do it on the weekends. It makes things doable. So after you've done the margin calculator 15 minutes, you check it on that. On this toolkit, we've also got our next level of analyzer, which is what we call the dashboard analyzer. Now, the dashboard analyzer is much more, as it says, like a dashboard. It's like a cockpit. So you've got all the incomes, you've got the like, intent, masks, you've got the different options. So you can make an informed decision because you've got the full facts right in front of you. Now, this deal analyzer will typically take you, as you get, you get good on it, it will take you about 30 minutes to 60 minutes to actually analyze. Now you're confirmed. Now you know what you're getting into is really good. And the fact is, the deal analyzer, you're only really going to be having a very small short list of properties that are going to get to the deal analyzer where you're actually doing the dashboard analysis. So that might be one or two properties a week, for example. But you know that they're very confirmed, and because you've done all the rest of the stuff up here with the margin calculator. Hope I'm making sense for you here. So these are the things that actually make this very practical, and rather than just talking about stuff, it actually begins to happen. It's the little bridges that you need between concept and reality. Are you following me so far? If you are, just type in the word yes, please, because I'm speaking to you as an active investor developer. Type it in. Or turn off and do something else. Come on. Lovely, thank you very much. Right, so it's the truth, isn't it? Yeah, so these bridges are what makes it happen. And by the way, this analyzer isn't just any old analyzer, because be careful of this. You know, there's lots of marketing tools online that you can find. You can find analyzers, but how do you really know that they'll give you the correct information? If you know anybody in IT, or maybe you're in IT, there's a saying, garbage in, garbage out. And Jack probably knows about this, as he's really good at IT and so on. He's creating all these tech platforms. Your system, the numbers you put in to a correct system are going to give you the correct answers. If you've got a NAF system, your numbers that they're going to crunch are also going to be wrong. And trust me, you don't want to be risking stuff like that when it comes to development deals. Hopefully you're following me so far. So please make sure that you get a quality analyzer. This is our own IP. I've been number crunching on this for years and adapting this for years. I've probably, with God's grace, number crunched over £100 million worth of deals on this. And with God's grace, we have bought millions of pounds of deals with this. It's a fact. I'm showing you a small snippet of the deals that we're doing now, right now. So let's carry on with that. Please get your numbers right. Right at the beginning, peace of mind makes it so useful, right? Next tip, let's move forward and let's discuss another one of our case studies. So remember, we're sourcing properties as part of the safe development blueprint. Here's another one. So you can also be building to rent. So remember, if you're like me, you like to keep your portfolio. With JVs, we tend to do buy and sell because it's a nice, easy exit. Think about your exit. And with properties that you're holding, you know, you can create your pension pot, your savings, and, you know, think about it. If you really want to give up your job, my suggestion is you don't need a lot of time to do this when you're doing it correctly. So you can be doing other businesses, a job, running the family, whatever you want to do. Developers can do this alongside. Trust me on this. That's not for today. I'll share that with you on another training that we do. But I'll show you exactly how long it takes to do these developments, how much of your time it actually takes. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's a myth. And projects like this, this is a development. It's three flats that we've created. So you can see that we've got the cursor 1, 2, and 3 at the top. This one has generated £575,000. Now, we kept this in our portfolio, but you still generate the money, which means that it ends up being a no money in deal. Plus, on top of this, you get money back out of the deal. Now, if you really did want to give up your job or give up your business or whatever you're doing, well, all you got to do is do one of these. And you got the profit to bankroll the whole of your year to 2 years moving forward. You got to learn this stuff, team. Yes, Cam, you're amazing. Well, not really. My mom thinks I'm amazing, but I do know this bit. I can do this stuff. You can retire on this deal if you really wanted to. But why would you want to retire if you're having so much fun? But you could have some semi-retirement. You can do what you want, can't you? You've got choices. So let me share with you another case study. So we're going for the safe development blueprint. The first part is the S, which is the sourcing, the finding of the deal. And I've shared with you that you can become the finder or you can find it for yourself. And I've shown you 4 case studies so far. So in this one, what I want to share with you, the case study number 5, is that how you can achieve control. So first part is the finding, the sourcing. The second part is achieving control. And we're going to continue to bust myths. I shall explain through this project. So this is a current project that we've got going on right now. This is in Kent. This is where we're building 9 flats. If you look very carefully at this photo on the slide there, you can notice there's a conversion of a building here. So it's this building here, we've got the cursor. And you can just about see it here. There is some land which protrudes here, which used to be a building. However, someone was playing developer. And they read a few books, watched a couple of webinars, and they thought they were developers. Please don't do that. Please get the full set of information. Because what happened to this gentleman? Well, 3 years of pain, and he lost a lot of money. Eventually, it's a complicated site, but actually, it's not that complicated. You can make everything simple. One of the things that people say to me is, Cam, you make everything so simple. Simple makes money. It's not simplistic. And this type of site scares a lot of people. Yet, when you know what you do or you learn what to do, it becomes very simple. Because there is that myth, there is that conceptual scenario where people go, yeah, I'm going to become a developer. But trust me, when you walk up to a site and you see something like this, it scares the heck out of many people. In fact, that was me 15 years ago. However, I've got mentors, I've learned this, and when you start applying it, you start building up your experience. This project is just shy of £650,000 in profit. And by the way, I'm not sharing with you turnover numbers. These are actually profit figures, the reality. So £650,000. And this one, we actually secured it with 17.5K. There are 7 different ways that you can actually achieve control. In this instance, we used exchange and delayed completion. This is what we used in this one. If you want to know more about it or how you actually practically do that, just hang out with me. I'm happy to share more with you. So this is a project, not in London. This is a project in Kent. Later on in the next 10 minutes, I'm also going to be showing you projects that you can also be doing up north. It doesn't all have to be London-based or large city-based. I shall show you how you can do this. It's coming up. So who likes this, by the way? You can say, yes, me, yes, yes, says Suzanne. Henry Stryker says, yeah, me, yeah. Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it, right? So it busts another myth that you need a lot of funds to secure. No, you don't. And if you've got funds, great, good for you. You can do more projects, can't you, like we do? Okay. Remind me on a training that we do after this. I haven't got the time to go into. I want to jack and complete on time. So I'm not going to cover the whole detail of this. But if you would like to know, I'll let you know in a moment how you can do some more. And I'll go through this with you. Just remind me. I'm happy to share with you. Develop tip number 6 is look for strong presidents. So remember, achieving control is there. So you source and you achieve control. And here is an example of this one. This is Eltham. This is Eltham High Street, number 87 and 89 Eltham High Street. You can see these two shops here. You've got Card Factory, Pawnbrokers, single story. And on either side, there's a president set where the stories are two and three story higher on either side. So with this one, we're actually building seven flats. This is a current project. And the end value for this is £3.1 million. The profit margin on this is £1.1 million. These are within your reach. In fact, I'm doing this project. One of my students, Rimal Patel, is doing this project with me. This is his first ever project. He's never done a multi-million pound deal before. He's a pharmacist by trade. That's what he actually does. But he's got a portfolio already. He's an investor. He's got some buy-to-lets. And he dreamed of becoming a developer. And now he's actually doing it. It's quite funny when he stands up in our property environment and says, oh yeah, I'm doing a project. It's my first project, £1.1 million profit. You know, he's saying it, he's doing it. And it's like, wow, if you can imagine. So these kind of projects are available as well. So look for strong precedents, properties around that are already built up. Think about this. So that one, so this one here is £3.1 million end value, profit £1.1 million. And let me share with you another one. So this is a different type of deal where you can source and you can achieve control and you can finance. By the way, with the third part of financing, you can finance your deals no matter your situation. Because when it comes to commercial finance, finance is readily available. It doesn't matter if you've got a CCJ, it doesn't matter if you've had blips on your credit file, it doesn't matter if you're a first-time developer. There are ways and methods of making sure you got funding. And of course, there's other people that will lend you as well. Because let's be honest, you become a magnet, you become a bit of a celebrity when you're doing development deals because everybody wants a piece of the action. And if you can be the person who has that knowledge and has a piece of the action, well, funding isn't really a problem. Trust me on this. So there's so many ways that you can fund these deals. By the way, if you said this to me about 30 years ago, I would never have believed you. It comes a point when you got to vote yourself off of Someday Island. And maybe today's the day. Let's carry on. So I want to share with you how you can have some tax savings as well as you're doing your safe development blueprint. So financing is available. Here's another property. This is actually our Premier Property HQ. I'm actually standing here on the top floor, which is our training suite. So we do our trainings in our own properties, which we own. And this is actually a £2.6 million no money in deal. So by the way, you're most welcome. When you come along, you'll be sitting in a training suite, which is a no money in £2.6 million deal. And if you ask me, I'll show you how exactly we did it. You only got to ask. And on the middle floor is our offices. So that's where we actually have activities for in terms of buying and developing and all that. So where our offices are, and on the ground floor, we don't need that space, so that is rented out, which pays for the whole building. So do you see how this works? And what this is, and feel free to write this down, this is a PropCo OpCo scenario. So what that means is it's a property which is owned by one of our companies, and within this company, it houses the operational companies. One of our operation companies is Premier Property Education. So think about your scenario, whatever you're doing, you can build a plan to this where you could have your property company. And if you have a traditional business, you can put your traditional business into that property company, which is becomes your operating company. So basically, you have a conversation with yourself, I'm quite good at that. Just saying, let's carry on. Who's liking this one, by the way? Have a little reaction button. Oh, great. Okay. Henry's there first again. Followed by Rashmi. Rashmi, good to see you. Yeah, brilliant. So, and we train people, honestly. We're not really a training company that shows people how to develop. We're actually developers who happen to train people. And I like to think that's the right way around. So I've trained over 200,000 people so far with honest trainings. And like what I said, I continue to do that as part of my balanced approach to life. I do get Karen, come on this panel, do this interview, and all that kind of stuff. This is quite a lot of fun as well. Good to inspire people, isn't it? If you can. And also I have a very simple book, and Simple Makes Money. You can get this online, all about how you can boost your pension and your income. So now that we've gone through the safe development blueprint, now remember the fourth part is the exit strategy. And we discussed some of the exit strategy. Think about it. What, are you going to be buying and selling? Are you going to be buying and holding? Are you going to create into a property operational company, PropCo, OpCo? What are you going to be doing with that? Think about your exit strategy right at the beginning, and think about the numbers right at the beginning. So the key is all the preparation part of this. And it doesn't take a lot of effort, to be fair. You just got to learn the set of rules. Right, in the time that we have, we're going to jump into the next part of this. So now that we've discovered gone into some of the safe development blueprint, obviously there's more. And I'll share with you 5 case studies. Hopefully you're counting the numbers. And these are deals that we're doing now, not 15 years ago. These are live deals. A small snippet I've shared with you. Let's now jump into the new permitted development rights and how you can capitalize on the opportunities. By the way, PD is not the only thing. Please keep that in mind. What I've just shared with you is development. And is it okay that if it takes 18 months to build, make £400,000 plus, like I've just shared with you, is that okay with you, team? Where it takes minimum amount of your effort? Yeah, of course it is. So be careful where you get your information from, because PD is not the only thing. You can have some really good wins with development like I'm sharing with you. And also, if you're not in large cities, there's ways that you can make development work for you as well, which is coming up next. So new PD rights, I need to hurry up. So there are a number of new PD rights which came into, this is ongoing learning, by the way, team, all of this stuff. There is new PD rights that came into place in September 2020. So I'm going to go into this right now. Before I do, I did promise you I've got a gift for you. So here's my gift for you. This is actually live site visits that I've done, which have been filmed, and I've shared information about permitted development and development. In fact, there's 4 videos that I've actually created for you with workbooks as well. So you can actually note down and you can sort of build up your skills and get started on PD. So if you would like this right now, you can jump in. You can have this for free. As Jack's invited me here, this is absolutely free. The link is there. It's the links also in the chat box. So you can just jump in right now and do it. By the way, developers need to get a move on. So my point is, this is going to be on the screen for 2 minutes and 2 minutes only. After the 2 minutes, this offer is going to be gone and you will not be able to receive it. Is that a fair way of doing business, team? Okay, so while you've got the 2 minutes to register, you can do it right now. You can click on the link. You've got the link in front of you. I'm just going to get some water. I'll be back in 2 minutes. And then I'm going to show you how you can make permitted development work. And I'm going to share with you commercial buy-to-let. That's coming up. I'll give you 2 minutes. And trust me, after the 2 minutes, this link will be gone. I'll see you in 2 minutes. Okay, let's carry on then. So I'm going to speed this up now. So hopefully you've got that. If you haven't got it, it's going to be gone now. Go on. Okay, let's carry on. So let's jump straight into PD. So definition of PD. In effect, take a thought of this. I'm going to speed this up now. So take a photo of this, feel free to do that. What PD really is, from a developer's perspective, is 100% guaranteed planning permission. That's really what it is. The planners, you can stick two fingers up in the direction that you like. They can't stop you. You can just do it because it's guaranteed. So that's what we mean. Now, in 2020, we actually had 11 quick wins amongst all the different types of PDs that were there. There were 11 quick wins. And this is what's happening. The doors are closing in. Now, when we wrote these, when we actually created these slides, there were 5 PD writes that were quick wins. Right now, there are only 4. So this time next year, who knows? There'll probably be 1 or 2, maybe. We don't know. But it is because the government do not like, not say the government, the councils do not like the fact that you can just do what you like. The planners don't like that. They have no control over this. You can just do this. Let me share this through a real life case study. So what I want to share with you is PD Class AA. PD Class AA works for properties that are detached. So you know what a detached property looks like. Detached property is like, of course, a detached property. What does a detached property look like, team? Type it in quickly. A detached property, come on. Yeah, it hasn't got any properties around it. Yeah, absolutely, right? It's a detached property. First of all, many people don't know about PD. And if they do know about the PD right AA, then they're looking for these properties which are detached without properties around them. Let me show you how you really make this work where you're thinking outside of the box and you're thinking like a real developer. So take a quick note. These are the criteria for PDAA. Hope you've taken a photo of that. Quick, take a photo of this as well. Give you 10 seconds. Gotta be quick. Okay. And I want to share with you the entrepreneur's perspective of what is a detached building. Now, I'm going to show you this through one of the first, well, the first project I ever did in development. This was 15 years ago. And here it is. Can you see that? The building there? That photo is taken with one of those BlackBerries. Do you remember the BlackBerries, the old BlackBerries, when photo taking was new? Do you remember that? Yeah. So, yeah. So that building, now I'm showing you this as an example. You don't have to demolish a building for PDAA, but I just want to show you some proof as I'm doing throughout this presentation. So this building, we actually demolished it like this, as the same building, and then we developed it like this. I'll do that again very quickly. So there you see what we bought. You buy this, demolish it, and then we create this building. There is proof that this building is a detached building. You got to learn this stuff, team. People are going around looking for detached buildings when they're right, the opportunities are right in front of them and they're missing them because they don't know what they're really looking for. So with this particular property, just want to show you that as an example, this property, we actually have just achieved the PD rights to actually build above. And there's another PD right we're going to be using at behind the unit as well. I'll be showing you these moving forward in the next few months. So what we're creating here is very easy 2 1-bedroom flats in addition, because you can go up 2 stories. So 2 flats have been created, 1 at the front and 1 at the back. Conversion cost, you can see there, gross profit for this is over £250,000. Why isn't everybody doing this? Why aren't all the planners doing this? Well, there comes a point when you've got to vote yourself off somebody island and learn the rules, right? How this stuff really works. Who's liking this one, by the way? Give me a quick yes if this is making sense. This is a detached property because there's a hairline on either side. I'll take questions at the end if I get time. Okay. By the way, hang around with me, we'll share more. Article 4 directives are coming in, which means that the councils are closing in the doors because they don't like the fact you can do this stuff. Finance is available no matter your situation. And that's okay. So now let's jump into. So we discussed some of the developments. We discussed some of PD. Let's now jump into under the radar commercial buy-to-let strategy. What does that actually mean? Let me share this with you through commercial, through a work example. Now this works really well across the country in smaller towns. Yet people are missing on this. Yes, the buy-to-lets are really good, but buy-to-let environment is very competitive right now. But commercial buy-to-lets, not a lot of people realize the massive opportunities. Let me show you. And you don't need a lot of money to do this. So here's an example of one right now. So we have just bought this property. This is north of Watford in the Midlands. Now, this property is a commercial unit here, and it's got a flat above. It's in a tertiary parade. So, yeah, one of these small corner shop type of scenarios. Hey, small, it just happens to be on a corner. You know, unfortunately, the pandemic, you know, lots of people have lost their businesses, unfortunately. So this property is sitting there like an eyesore, you know, pretty ugly. It's just sitting there. So we've purchased this property for 63.5K. Why? Because it's not your normal buy to let. People don't know what to do with it. It's just sitting there like an eyesore, like what I say, all of these reasons, and that's what we've done. Now, what we're doing with this property is we're splitting this commercial unit into two, no planning required. This unit we're going to rent out for 12K per annum, which is going to give someone a chance to have an honest business. It'll have zero rates because it's under the threshold for rates. We're going to build another, we're going to have another tenant here who's going to have a lease for 5 years plus, 12K there. And up here, this flat is going to be rented out as a separate buy to let, where this is going to generate, and by the way, these are net figures, this is going to generate a further 4K. So if you add this up, you got 12, 12, 24 and 4. Can someone quickly add that up, please? What's the number? Quickly, quickly. We've got 2 minutes. Five. 28K, says Susan. Alan says 28K. Absolutely. You've got 28K coming in. And let's say you use other people's money or whichever way you did it. Literally, in a couple of years, or you know, just over a couple of years, you've got no money in this deal. And it's a cash cow. You got to learn this stuff, team. When it comes to commercial buy-to-lets, really cool stuff. So we're buying properties at 60Ks, 100Ks, 120, 110, and picking these up where everybody else is focused on the buy-to-let competitive market. So easy entry level, zero stamp duty, no stamp duty under the figures of 150K. Works outside of London. London ain't the whole of the UK. You know this. Long rental periods. Well, remember people sharing with you, they're always sharing their way of doing things, right? What I'm sharing is how we do things. But here we have a number of different cookie cutter systems that works across the country. Longer rental periods. These leases are 5 years. FRI leases, we can go into that later. But literally, you don't have to do any work within that. If something breaks, a tenant fixes it. The CRA system, which is much better than the system for evicting tenants if you need to. It doesn't take 7 months. It's instant. If someone doesn't pay you rent, you can instantly start the process of eviction. Although, you know, my suggestion is work something out. But, you know, if you have to, that's there. If you are a long distance landlord, you can make this work. Very important, you know, about the 1954 Act. I won't go into that now. No planning is required for this. No conversion, because a conversion in these areas is not worth it because the cost of the properties are at lower value. No planning required, reduce competition, because not a lot of people are doing this because they don't really know how to do it. Yet it's so easy to do. 80% of the process, if not 90% of the process now, is actually online. So really, it's just viewing the property. As a principal, I always view the property. You know, most of it you can do, like what I say, in little bits of time around what else you're doing. Excuse me for my enthusiasm. Cost-effective commercial finance. You know, finance is readily available. Yes, it is. And you get higher percentage yields. We start with these types of properties from a minimum of 7%. And some of them go up to 12 to 14%. Yes, there's HMOs and all of that. Well, why not do it an easier way? All of this is available. And look, whether you want to make money or you want to help the community, you can't but help the community because you're bringing properties back into good condition. Who likes this, by the way? Because if you're like me, I do like helping people. I also like making money. And you do both. It's so cool. Ain't this a great way of living, by the way? You got to learn this stuff. So, you know, just keep this in mind, please. So we're covering all of this. So how can you actually move forward? Well, answer me honestly. Would you really like to create your financially free future? Would you like to do it really? Put in the word yes if you really do. Would you really like to know how to get started and scale your development profitably? And would you like to learn ongoing? Would you like me to go in deeper with more time? Many of the things we've discussed today. If you would like that, well, I have something very special for you. We have our second ever this year, and no plans to do any more for the future as yet. We have our two-day Build Your Wealth Through Property training. It's like this. It's coming up on the screen. You'll see it in a moment. Here it is. So what this is 7 different parts of my power team. financials, senior architects who write planning policy, service accommodation, CEOs of finance mortgage brokerages, investors with 100 plus properties like Sean, tax experts, charter tax advisors for 25 years plus. So what you got in front of you, what you're noticing, and myself, of course, as well, what you're noticing is that's 210 years of experience over a weekend. So if you want to get started to scale your property business, well, come along. There's only one date. I'm going to make the time. You make the time as well, please. Work will always be there. Make it happen. 25th to the 26th of June. Just write those dates down. These are life-changing. It's going to be at our Premier Property HQ in London. Plenty of parking and all the rest of it. It's actually in London, so come along. Two weekend, two days, one weekend. And as you're here and Jack's inviting me, I'm going to make a crazy offer for you. So very simple. Buy the deal analysis toolkit for £49 plus VAT. That's it. You get the same calculators and analyzers that we use. And on the 2 days, I'm going to show you how to use these analyzers as well. So be rest assured. What I'm going to do for you is for the first five people, it's five people only because these seats are sought after. Our training suite will be on round tables. It only takes 80 people on round tables. Each seat is extremely valuable because you're going to get a lot more than you expect, 210 years of experience. You can have this for absolutely free. There's a link. So you, just to be crystal clear, you buy the analyzer now and you get for the first five people, the link is in your chat box and you get the 2 days for absolutely free. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this presentation. I believe the link's in the chat box. Five people will give you a quick shout out once you're in as well. And happy to take any questions that you have. I believe you've got another 5-10 minutes. Happy to take any questions that you want to ask. Happy to do that as well while you're signing up.
Falaka, do you have any questions?
There's some questions that were coming up here.
Yes, I do. Thank you for that, Cam. Really great presentation. And I think there are a lot of excited people as well, because they've been looking forward to the development presentation. One question I asked for, I want to know from you is, there are lots of pubs coming up now, obviously with the lockdown and everything. Have you noticed any new opportunities with those? Are they there, or they're not, you know, it's not something that people can buy and develop?
Okay, did you say pubs?
Pubs, yes, public houses, yes.
Yeah, so it's slightly coming back now, the sound. Yeah, for how do I pronounce your name right?
It's Falaka.
Falaka, thank you very much. So Falaka, that is a great question. Now, the thing is, I would say look for your quick wins. With the pubs, you know, in terms of pubs, you can convert some of them, yes, you can. But you've got to, you know, the pubs, the thing is, with the pubs, what will be required is to find out why that pub is being converted. And one of the stress tests, if you want to call it the stress test, is that planners will ask you, well, why are you converting this pub? What you got to demonstrate is things like antisocial behavior, or maybe there was some unfortunate incidents like stabbings and things going on like that in the pub. And if there's things like that happening, then they, you know, are likely to give you that permission. If it's just a pub, and it's just an empty property, they would want to keep it in the community. So all I'm saying is pubs can be a method. And what we look for is easy methods in. So many of the methods that I've shared with you are quick wins, faster wins, even better ways. I'm not saying don't look at pubs, look at them, but make it a balanced approach to what else you're assessing in terms of your deals as well, if that helps.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cool. There's a number of questions here as well as we're going along. Let me see if I can just scroll back and have a look. Cool. Love it. I love these cows. Can't remember what I said now. Cows? Loving it.
That was the cash cows.
Oh, the cash cows. All right, okay. I was going to say. Cash cows. Henry was asking, why is the property a detached property? May I show that? Is that okay? If I go back to that slide quickly. That property, I just showed you that as an example. And that's the property there when we bought it. and then we demolished it. So it just gives you proof that it was demolished. So of course, we've built here now independent walls. So when you look at this property, there's a hairline between the building next door and the building on the other side as well. And because of that hairline, that is a detached building. So that means you can use class AA of permitted development rights on this type of building. So I hope that helps Henry and anybody else who's thinking that as well. Yeah? So how long have I got, Jack?
Only 2 more minutes.
2 minutes, okay.
There was a question in the previous talk, and I think it's more appropriate here. Somebody wanted to know, I think, Jack, you answered that actually. Development costs per square foot, per square meter, per area. What's the best way for people to find that out for their regions?
Yeah, that's a good one. So the thing is, it's about gaining the experience. So what you can do, what I've noticed is you can also borrow the experience. So people borrow experience from us. So how does that relate to what you're asking? Well, here are key numbers that you can use. So for new builds, it's the number that we use as a quick rule of thumb when you're doing your initial calculations is £2,200 per square meter. Now, that includes the prices going up. The developments like I'm showing you that we're doing now, we're finding that prices, of course, of materials are going up, but this incorporates all of this. That incorporates architects' fees, all those kind of fees. So £2,200 is a really good remit, and you'll get your price right within 10% of that. For simple conversions, we use a figure now of £1,500 per square meter. That's simple conversions. I'll explain the difference between simple and complicated. Complicated conversions, we use a figure of £1,800 per square meter. Complicated means things like properties with more load-bearing walls that you might need to remove, so there's more steels going in, etc. Or it might be the case of, for example, like some old NHS buildings or old care homes, for example, they have a lot of asbestos in there, so you've got to remove the asbestos. Yeah, so you can kind of gauge, is it a simple or a complicated conversion? So 1500 and 1800 there, and 2200. Feel free to use these numbers, and of course, you know, do your own due diligence on this as well. But you find, hopefully you find refreshingly that these numbers really work for you.
And would that be obviously depending on the region? So is that London figures then, and then it will be cheaper outside London maybe?
That's a really interesting question, Phil, okay? Because I used to think like that. You know, we have 5 different areas across the country and they are like different countries, yeah? Now, 5's quite a lot, you only need 1 really. However, if you're training people, you've got to be a little bit step ahead of me, right? So I thought, north of Watford, the prices will be cheaper. Actually, it's not the case. In fact, in some cases, we're finding that the contractors are so busy that their prices are even slightly higher than London. That sounds a little bit odd, doesn't it? But just my experience. So that figure actually works across the country, is my view. Well, it definitely works for 5 areas that we're in, and our students are in many different areas. They're still the same numbers.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's all from me, Jack. Over to you.
Thank you, Cam, for being with us here today. Again, great presentation. And thank you for answering all the questions. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jack. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.